The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Oh, I'm so darn excited today. I can't believe it. Hey, folks, welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. A lot of people tune in today to find out what the big news is. There's some big news coming today, and Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is going to be here to announce it in less than 30 minutes. And they sent out a big blast yesterday. A lot of speculation. Who is it? Oh, don't you love that? Rumors flying everywhere. Oh, you just can't get any better than that. Reporters are crazy. Why do I have to listen to the radio to find out who it is? Just the way it is. Find a lot of scoops right here on What's on Your Mind. Good way to do it. Welcome to another edition of the program we call What's on Your Mind for a very important reason. We want to know what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. That number is our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Put it on your speed dial and call us. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Todd's tied up here, but he'll be here a little later on in the program today. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We can do that, too. Let's see here. Where is this email from a listener? Neil sent us a note earlier today. He said, hey, Scott and Todd, good morning. I was thinking that after last night that maybe you guys could start out the show today with the intro into one of the good old Johnny Cash hits, Johnny Cash songs, and get to the verse where he says, I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend. Okay, do we have that?
I hear the train a-coming.
That one.
It's rolling around the bend.
What train?
And I ain't seen the sunshine since. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
Yeah, baby. I like this one.
But that train keeps rolling.
Train keeps rolling.
On down to San Antonio.
What train is that we're talking about here? The train that Neil was talking about.
Just a baby.
Neil was talking about, it's time for all of us to get aboard the Trump train now. He says, yeah. And he says, P.S., love the show. Neil, we love you more than you love the show. So thank you for the suggestion. You heard the train reference there, ladies and gentlemen. And one of our fine listeners, Neil, here says, let's all get aboard the Trump train now. Okay, so my question to you, are you ready to get aboard the Trump train? 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Let me know. I want to know, okay? That's what I'm looking to know today. And for the Ted Cruz fans out there, hold your head high. Ted Cruz bested 15 of the 17 folks in this race. Okay? He bested 15 of the 17 in this race. He had establishment people saying, I'm for Cruz because I don't like Trump. I mean, that's saying something. You know, a lot of these folks think of Ted Cruz, who said out loud? John Boehner, right? So I want to know, just a simple question, what now? What now for anybody that was not in the Trump camp to this point, what now for you? What do you think the best thing is for the party? What do you think the best thing is for the country to ultimately get to November and take back the White House? That's what I want to know today on the program. And, of course, anything else on your mind? Of course, we have a heated-up governor's race going. The governor's race now, we're getting requests for different things. One of them yesterday was somebody said, have you read the Q&A in the Grand Forks Herald with Wayne Stengem? I had not. I immediately read it at their suggestion and was struck by something he said about, I forget the reporter, Tom Dennis, I think, was the opinion editor who was questioning Wayne, and he said, Doug Burgum has the business chops. Are you willing to see that he's the better business guy? And Wayne basically said, no. Here's what I've done as one of three governing the Industrial Commission that has the Bank of North Dakota. Here's what I do as a member of the board of State Mill and Elevator. 250 people in my office. It was interesting. I thought, and the whole interview was pretty good. Put it up right away on our Facebook page and there for you to see. We're going to continue to do that in the governor's race as well. Every week we have things planned on the air, but we'll also be doing some things off the air for you as well on that race. Back tomorrow, Doug Burgum will be on the program. Let's get to the phones here at 800-228-0550 because I really want to know your reaction to what happened last night. Trump wins big in Indiana. Ted Cruz drops out. What now? Tell me what's on your mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Alice Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Jamie and Center, Lee and Grand Forks on deck. So hold tight. We'll get to all of you here. Hello, Alice. Take it away.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Scott. I heard that Ed Schaefer endorsed Doug Burgum and Wayne Sundum, and I want to know who you're for.
You want to know who I'm for? First of all, let's back up. I think you just said that that Ed Schaefer, the former governor and now president of UND, former ag secretary in the Bush campaign, endorsed both. I don't know if he can endorse both, but I think what he did. Well, I think that maybe that is fair. I guess, Alice, because he said some things about them that I guess were favorable, but he also said some that were critical. And I know some people have been using that to say Schaefer is not for this person or not for that person. Rev, can we put up the comments of Ed Schaefer related to Wayne Sundum? He was critical of sort of, as I recall, the kind of, you know, entitlement mentality. Maybe that wasn't his words, but, you know, that this is ours. And it was critical of Doug on the negative ads. And then we had responses from each of them. We'll put up both the comments of Ed Schaefer and also the comments from each of the candidates later today. And you can check them out there. For your second question, who am I for? You know, I'll leave this to the audience, but I think it's better for me to pull as much as I can onto these candidates so you can better decide.
Your call has ended.
All right. Something I said, Alice? I think it means Alice doesn't want to talk to me anymore. But, I don't plan to make an endorsement. I could, I guess. I'd leave that to the audience. I don't know. I don't like being the person who's telling you how to vote, right? I just like asking questions. And I've told each of the camps, I hope after I get done interviewing your guy that you're mad. Because that means I did my job, right? That, oh, you asked him something I wish you hadn't. Well, that's what we're here for. And the more questions you ask, the less I have to ask. So I don't plan to do an endorsement. That could change, but I am going to ask tough questions of both sides and get some answers for you here on the program. Jamie and Spencer, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, good morning. I was just calling on Trump and Cruz. You know, Trump says that he respects them, and then you hear Cruz supporters saying they can't get behind Trump and that they might not vote. You know, if I don't know what I'll get with Trump, but I know what I'll get with Hillary, and there's no way we can have that.
Say that one more time, Jamie.
I don't know. I'm a Cruz supporter.
Okay.
But with Trump, I don't really know what I'm going to get.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to get if we get Hillary or Bernie in there.
Very good point.
That just kind of happened.
So does that push you to Trump to say, even with some trepidation and uncertainty about what the final outcome is going to come, I have to go with him and hope that it's better than Hillary?
Oh, of course. And then, you know, why doesn't Trump put Cruz as vice president and then there'll be no, I mean, the chances of Hillary or Bernie getting in there. You got Trump supporters, Cruz supporters, all as one. Hillary and Bernie will never get in there.
That would help on the trust factor. You know, some role. I don't know. You know, obviously Cruz was arguably second place, gave him a run, so he should have the consideration for the VP slot. I half wonder, since they were vetting vice presidential candidates, they told us now the Trump campaign has been vetting candidates. I wonder if they didn't ask Cruz if he was willing to be vetted. And that's why a lot of this took people by surprise yesterday. They didn't expect him to drop out that soon. Obviously, the writing was on the wall, but not yet. And so it looks to me like maybe he wants some unity here. I don't know. There could be an argument for that. But I agree with you, Jamie. I think anybody that was in another camp that now fairly looks at Hillary, looks at Trump, you know, there's a lot we don't know about Donald Trump. I've taken a lot of solace in the fact that I can look Ben Carson in the eye in Fargo, North Dakota, at the convention and say, hey, I know where he's at in the Supreme Court, and that is where the life or death of the United States as we know it rests, okay? And I believe he's the guy that can beat Hillary out of everybody in the field. And a guy with a heart like Cruz, I take some comfort in that, but I'd love it if Trump would take the team arrivals approach and bring more people in, because it'd give everybody who's sitting there saying, I don't know, there's uncertainty, there cannot be. He's not told us enough to know that we're 100% there. But it would, you know, the trust factor would increase, because you'd have different people you trust say, hey, here's why I'm for him. Lee, up in Grand Forks, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Seth. I've been on this Trump train since it left the station, and I just want to reach out to all those out there that support Cruz or Kasich or Rubio or Carson or Huckabee or any of those guys, even Jeb Bush or Chris Christie. Come join us. Get on that train with us. Let's run over Hillary and Bernie to the White House. We cannot allow Hillary Clinton into the White House. She is a criminal. She is corrupt. She is a liar. She is a lot of things. And she sure as hell doesn't need to be president of the greatest country on the planet. And that's just what I wanted to say. I have a lot of friends that are Cruz supporters. I respect Ted Cruz. I think a lot of him. But
yeah, I'm with you, Lee. I hear you. And we are where we are. Good stuff. Thank you very much. Are you going to heed Lee's call, folks? Let me know on What's On Your Mind.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. The North Dakota Soybean Council is governed by a 12-member board of directors who are all soybean farmers. We are eligible to serve a maximum of 2 3-year terms. Our directors are intelligent, strategic, and take their jobs very seriously. Considerable thought and due diligence goes in every decision our board members make relative to checkoff investments. You have 5 exceptional Soybean Council employees working on your behalf every day who are experienced, highly knowledgeable, and effective leaders with great passion for serving the soybean industry. We work to support your success by investing checkoff dollars in programs that will help you be more knowledgeable, competitive, and profitable.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Brought to you today by the best pillow on the planet Earth, My Pillow. Why do we call it the best pillow on Earth? I sleep on it. I'm not making this up. I mean, I'm not trying to tell you something's great if I don't know firsthand. It's great. It is. Mother's Day on Sunday. Where are you at? We're Wednesday. Get on the phone if I were you. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Get a savings of 50%. Here's what Pam says. You know what? I've been researching this pillow of yours for months, and I bought one recently for years. I slept on two pillows. Even those didn't give me a solid night's sleep. Your one pillow was perfect the very first night. I've got a stressful job, but your pillow has provided me 2.5 weeks of blissful sleep. Can't thank you enough. Genuinely look forward to going to sleep each night. How about that? Looking forward to go to sleep now with our pillow. The 4-for-1 deal is on. Ask them about it at 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Back to the calls. Big, big announcement coming up. Bottom of the hour, Ron Ness from the North Dakota Petroleum Council on a VIP coming to North Dakota that you need to know about. So stay tuned for that right around the corner. His call came in during our break here.
Hey, good morning. I've been on that train since 6:11, 10:45 a.m. And I'm a coach. And I took the ride. And I wasn't in the sleeper car either. Have a good day. Let it roll.
Let it roll.
Blow the whistle.
Blow the whistle. Let's hear the whistle. Yeah, it's got to be there somewhere.
But that train keeps rolling.
Yeah, okay.
On down to San Antonio.
Exactly right. I wonder if you could get a version of that with Cleveland in it rather than San Antonio. I don't know. Back to the calls at 800-228-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. The train is, of course, the Trump train. Are you on it? Are you off it? We want to know today. Let's go to Walsh County. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi. I've been on the Trump train ever since he announced. And I just feel like he is the one person that can do all the things that he promised. And, you know, they keep asking people that worked for him, and nobody has a bad thing to say about him. He's a good person.
I have to tell you a story. My wife and I hosted a trip of a bunch of our What's on Your Mind listeners last December to New York City. And one of our stops was the Trump Tower, and they have a cool little buffet there. And Trump wasn't there, you know, or anything, but my wife just randomly started talking to some of the staff there, right? People that literally wait tables and, you know, get you seated and all of that. And just randomly going, I'm curious, I'm in North Dakota, I want to know, you work, you see Donald Trump a lot, you know, every single one, he never misses a minute to say hi, he asks about our kids, he knows our names, this man is, and you know, she said, I thought maybe one or two could be a setup and they're getting asked, but I'm just a joke, I'm not a reporter, I'm just a, you know, joke. She said it was really genuine, it was really neat, it was, she really liked the fact that, that just like you say, he was, I think, you know, I think there's a Donald Trump for the cameras, and that's a product of reality TV. And I think there's the Donald Trump behind the desk and as a parent and a father. And look, he's got some work to do. We all do. We all do, right? And now he's on the stage, so he's going to have a lot of critics on how he can do this better and that better. I think to the extent that he's not ideal in a particular policy area, hey, more focus on, you know, the debt. More focus on, you know, our economy. Where's the tax plan? Whatever, you know, presses our buttons, the social issues.
When he doesn't know something, he doesn't hesitate to ask somebody who does.
Yeah.
He's not proud. He's a very, I mean, everybody says what a wonderful person he is. So I am really glad that he, is that by any chance who's coming to North Dakota?
Well, I'll tell you in 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes, not far away here, after the beginning of our next break. You never know. I don't want to rule anybody out. Just stay tuned. You never know. Rod in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Rod, go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. I'm a lifelong Republican, and it's time for all the Republicans to put their little side agendas off and get behind Trump. I was a Walker fan, and then I was a Cruz fan. And I'm going to support him because of the alternative to Hillary. And for the last two presidential elections, I've held my nose while the Republican establishment put their people up. And I wasn't happy with them, but I thought it was better than Obama. So I held my nose and voted for the Republicans. It's time for the established Republicans to do the same for Donald Trump.
Could not agree with you anymore. No, you did it well. You did it well, Rod. I'm done, he says. I'm hopping off the soapbox. I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. And
Thank you.
That's the conversation we need to have, right? Look, if I was a diehard Ted Cruz supporter, and I like Ted Cruz, I would say, I know at least I align with Ted Cruz on so many issues compared to Donald Trump, where you really don't know. You just see a leader. Sort of sets the stage, but you don't know, okay, where exactly are you at on this, right? I know that if you were in that camp, it'd be a little hard today. It'd be a little hard. But I hope the end goal can remain the defeat of Hillary Clinton, because heaven help us. Dwayne in New Salem, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
How's things in New Salem today, Dwayne? Could you see Sue from where you are?
Oh, yeah, it's nice out, that's for sure.
Very good. Very good.
I'm a diehard Trump supporter, too, but I have a question for you. I was informed that these 33,000 emails that Hillary disposed of or whatever, that was all a fabrication. Is that true or not true?
That what was a fabrication?
All the emails that Hillary was supposedly deleted or erased or whatever, and 30-some thousand.
Right, but are you saying that it's a fabrication that she didn't do that?
Right, that this was all made up. She never did do that.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't know. Where'd you hear that?
Somebody was trying to tell me that all this was just fabricated to make Hillary look bad.
I think that was that story for you, Dwayne, was fabricated by somebody who clearly likes Hillary Clinton and has been watching way too much MSNBC.
this is a person that's a diehard, loves Hillary Clinton.
Well, there you go. Exactly right. So just tell next time you see her, say, tell it to the judge. That's what I would say.
Okay, well, that's what I had a question about.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's an FBI investigation going on. Never happened before with a presidential candidate. An FBI investigation to answer those questions, or to say the fabrication is ridiculous. She said she's done some things she wouldn't. She says it's inadvertent, and other people have been charged with a felony because of that, including General Petraeus. So.
I said, you know, way back when Richard Nixon got impeached, he didn't do anything that all these other people have done and keep getting away with it.
Exactly
right. That's the only difference.
Exactly right. And by the way, Donald Trump will take that head on. Whatever comes of the FBI thing, he'll take everything we do know publicly about that head on. Guarantee it. Whereas, unfortunately, previous Republican nominees have been too afraid to do that. That's crazy. John in Minot, I have 30 seconds for you to tell me whether you're on or off the Trump train.
I think I'm on the Trump train. I'm a Cruz. I like Cruz, but I'll have to vote for Trump. Anyone more screwed up than Hillary are the people who would vote for her.
Yeah, I'm not going to call anybody screwed up because this is as civil as we can, but I don't understand it. I'll tell you that. I don't understand it. I really don't. I think if Hillary Clinton wins, you know, pick your issue. Supreme Court. Look at energy. Anybody in North Dakota that thinks Hillary Clinton is liable when she has run around the country in this battle with Bernie Sanders saying ban fracking and that she can't wait for coal people to be fired and plants to be shut down, that's their thought on energy. I mean, it's unbelievable, John. So I agree. Hillary Clinton ought to be our focus. Appreciate the call. Ron Ness, North Dakota Petroleum Council. Big, 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 big announcement next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoos, North Dakota, and in Yulin, Minnesota, featuring early and late model equipment, harvest equipment, tractors and trucks, and Pfeiffer's land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, and Mercer counties in North Dakota. For detailed information on these equipment, land auctions, and many more land listings, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to a busy edition of What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall will be here next hour, brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. And there's a nice $650 check waiting for you. I've seen them. It has your name right there on it. I go, what are you waiting for? Well, we're waiting for them to come home. Come home to Verizon at B-Mobile. Maybe you're stuck in a contract or device agreement. You left Verizon, and now you realize the other guy's network just doesn't live up to the hype. So you want to come back to B-Mobile and Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. They make it nice and easy for you. Call or visit a B-Mobile location. Get all the details today on this. It is easy. B-Mobile is everywhere you are, at home, the lakes, or beyond. Locations in Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton. They're in Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Bodno. In North Dakota, in Minnesota, they're Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes. To find a location near you, visit bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Well, this is kind of fun. We get to announce some big news today, and of course, we have regular conversations on this program with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Oil Can Program, and the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference is coming up. The folks at the Petroleum Council have been working long and hard on the lineup for that, and we've talked a little bit about the lineup, but it wasn't complete, and it's now complete, and Ron Ness is here to tell us who you're adding. This is big news. It has everybody buzzing. My phone is blowing up. Is yours, Ron?
Scott, it's a crazy day around here. A lot of people are excited about what we're going to announce, and that is that we have been able to confirm that Donald Trump is going to be a keynote speaker at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference on Thursday, May 24th, or May 26th. Scheduled to speak at 1 o'clock, and it's great news to get a presidential candidate at this stage in the game to North Dakota to talk about issues important to North Dakota. And certainly since last night, this is going to have a lot of interest, I suspect.
So it sounds like the Trump train is coming to North Dakota. We've been talking about the Trump train all day today. Of course, big news last night, a win in Indiana, making him the inevitable nominee, and now you have Ted Cruz dropping out. This and congratulations, by the way. It was a big get. I mean, Donald Trump coming in the middle of a presidential race and now with a convention battle and delegate battle behind him is going to be a big deal, isn't it?
It is going to be a big deal, and we spent yesterday afternoon with his team beginning to work out the details. And of course, bringing someone at this stage in the presidential race to town is a is logistically a big challenge. And what we're going to do is our attendance to the conference has been surging over the last week here. We're at about 1,650 people. And what we're going to do is we're going to rent out the big arena at the Civic Center. And we're going to make tickets available to the public for $30. And it looks like we'll have somewhere around 5,000 or 6,000 tickets in addition to our attendees. We're going to make a special session ticket just because we think there's a lot of interest out there. So those are going to go on sale Monday, May 9th at 11:30 through the Bismarck Civic Center and Ticketmaster.com. So there'll be a WBPC special session pass at Ticketmaster.com or directly at the Civic Center box office for $30. And that will give people a chance to come and see them. Of course, our attendees are, you know, our registration fee is $400 for the conference, and we expect the 1,650 number to grow as a result of this as well, I think. A lot of excitement and a great opportunity to get to see one of these candidates in person.
And if you're a attendee at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, do you get a preference on seating versus the Big Bowl?
Yeah, the attendees for the conference will get seats down on the floor, and this will be more of a general admission ticket for others who want to come. But we think it's a great opportunity to let anybody that wants to come and hear him have that opportunity in North Dakota. I was trying to think when the last time we had a candidate at this late stage in the process in North Dakota, and probably somebody out there, one of your listeners, knows. But I think it's really exciting, and it's going to draw a lot of interest, and he travels with a lot of national media. So here we go. Game on.
It's wonderful. And you know what else? I've had the honor of interviewing Mr. Trump a couple of times, and each time I've made an effort to talk a little bit about North Dakota energy, and he's well-schooled on it, and he certainly gets this. And I would imagine we're going to hear some very interesting things related to his vision, his energy policy, and how he, as the Republican nominee, would be different than the Democratic nominee on oil. What have you heard him say about the oil that interests you?
Well, Scott, I've heard him talk very positively about the economic impact for not only the North Dakota and the country, but really what it's done for our geopolitical state in terms of having more domestic oil production. He supports the jobs aspect of it. And I think there's also great questions about his thoughts on agriculture. And, you know, we're interested in trying to provide some questions to him that North Dakotans have, and maybe you can assist in that. And we'll push up a number of questions to him and see if we can get him to tackle some of those questions in his hour-long address on May 9th or on May 26th. Tickets go on sale May 9th.
Tickets on sale May 9th and the actual event Thursday, May 26th, 1 p.m. at the Bismarck Event Center. And we will do that. We'll take questions and try and get a sense of what the most important topics to North Dakotans are on the issue so they actually can be answered by Mr. Trump when he's here, and we'll be telling you about that in the coming days. You have been at this for a while. I know you have had invited actually all the presidential candidates, knowing that it was a presidential year. So as it turns out, the one that's coming is the one that will be the nominee, but the others have been invited as well. So this is something you wanted to have as a part of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, and you got the big prize, so that has to feel great.
Well, this actually started back in September with a vastly different candidate. We were looking at trying to get, can we get a Scott Walker, can we get a Marco Rubio, and as it turned out, it's all worked out just great. And of course, we were in discussions with Ted Cruz, and I had spoken to him in Fargo, and that obviously isn't going to happen. So we are very excited to have what looks like the nominee coming, and certainly. If the Democrat nominees want to come, we will make room for them as well. But at this point, we're just thrilled to have one of them coming here.
And here's what I would encourage folks: if you're interested at all in this, get a ticket. I mean, Donald Trump, every venue that I've seen, he's able to hold 25,000 people, and obviously there'll be less seats there. So these are going to be a limited supply, and that's one of the reasons that you need a ticket to actually purchase, because this is part of a conference to be able to be there. But if I were you, I'd take in the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. I know there's not a lot of full conference passes left. You'll get better seating, and you'll learn a ton. We're there every year that this happens, rotates back and forth from Saskatchewan, and there's just a wealth of information. You got a great lineup this year. We've talked about that. In fact, I think Lou Holtz is speaking shortly before Donald Trump, right?
Yeah, just that morning we are going to have an amazing lineup of speakers, and of course Lou Holtz is going to speak at 11, and then we'll transfer our attendees over into the big arena and get ready for the Trump address. So there's going to be a lot of great speakers. We've got a dozen Bakken CEOs in addition to now Lou Holtz and Donald Trump. So it's going to be crazy, but that's a good thing. Let's get him here and see what he has to say, and it'll be fun.
Exactly right. Okay, so just to recap here, this is happening Thursday, May 26th, Bismarck Event Center. Tickets will go on sale on the 9th for $30 each, and they will be online at Ticketmaster.com and the Bismarck Event Center box office, where you can call 800-745-3000, but that doesn't happen until Monday. That's when they go on sale. Or you can purchase right now at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference website tickets for the actual conference itself. Correct, Ron?
You are correct. You get you're guaranteed a seat at no additional charge if you register for the conference, and you get to take in all the other aspects of that conference. So I don't know where else he has been in this region that you can get a chance to look at him and hear him speak. So it's going to be pretty exciting, and get your tickets early, I would say. We have no idea what the interest level is going to be, but if you just look across the country, it's been high everywhere.
Sure has. What does it mean for the conference, do you think?
Well, it creates a buzz, Scott. And, I think there's a lot of, challenges and issues for certainly the Bakken and oil and gas activity the way it is. And we were able to assemble what I thought was our finest list of presenters that we've had and really narrow in and focus on the key issues facing industry. But this creates a huge buzz, and what an opportunity to go to a conference and you get to hear a guy like Donald Trump and Lou Holtz and all these CEOs. And in addition, we have all of the technical discussions that are taking place on infrastructure, on value-added energy in North Dakota, on pipeline issues, on investing in the Bakken and going forward. And the theme of the conference is Bakken Forward. So, I think this just adds a great buzz to wrap up your conference on something like this after you've heard the inspirational Lou Holtz give a speech and you've heard all this technical talk about where we're headed. It's a good thing for Bismarck. It's a good thing for North Dakota. And, getting candidates here to talk about the issues that are important to us is a rare opportunity. And we certainly look forward and we'll be listening to hoping now that he focuses on more policy driven issues rather than the combative nature of multiple candidates vying for the nomination. It seems like that's within his grasp now, and maybe we can in three weeks from tomorrow actually is when this is going to happen. So we'll see what happens.
It'll be here before you know it. It'll be front page news tomorrow. Old news to What's on Your Mind listeners, but that's okay. It's big news. And we're excited to bring it to you first here today. Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And I should tell you, if you are interested in those tickets for the entire conference, May 24th through 26th at the Event Center, WBPCND.org is the website. WBPCND.org is the website, or you can call 701-223-6380. 701-223-6380 at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and again, May 9th on the tickets for the one and only Donald Trump. Those will go on sale May 9th on Monday for those at Ticketmaster.com. Thanks a bunch, Ron. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. We look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, looking forward to a big event. We'll be there, of course, the entire time with the show Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and we probably should take Donald Trump live maybe for folks that can't be in there. We'll see if we can manage that and be able to take that for you. I imagine a lot of other folks say, oh, look at here. I have an alert from Forum News Service. It's old news, though, Rev. We already know that Donald Trump is going to speak in Bismarck. So does everybody else that's been listening to What's on Your Mind. See why you got to listen, folks? That's right. Never miss a minute. Our old buddy Fred in Wing, where there is more common sense per square foot than there'll ever be in Washington, D.C. when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm thinking of Prince with that song, because that is Prince. Did you hear that story that somebody from Prince's team had called a doctor and wanted to come, wanted the doctor to come and have a conversation about an addiction issue and getting a plan together? And the doctor was not able to come that particular day, but he said, I'll come tomorrow, but I'll send my son over today and we can begin the plan. Son gets there, that's who found Trump. That's who found Trump, my goodness. That's who found Prince. So, sad deal.
Sad, sad deal. I'm telling you, don't wait. If you have somebody in your family that you know is suffering from an addiction and you're thinking it'll resolve itself, don't wait to try. I mean, all you can do is try. You may still be shut down, but at least you know you tried. You didn't ignore it. You didn't look the other way. You actually did something about it because it's everywhere. It is everywhere, and it just makes me sad. This growing heroin, fentanyl, opiate crisis that is happening all across the states is phenomenal. And there's so many tentacles to it. Really, it's pain relievers that have come from doctors who, by the way, are overregulated just to the point of being ridiculous. And, you know, they do pain audits. They do pain audits on every patient. And if I go in and say, oh, it's a 10, and I go in the next time, it's still a 10, and then I go in the next time, I say, it's still a 10, it could be just me being a wuss, right? And I still say it's a 10, but I mark it down as a 10. But, you know, somebody somewhere goes, wait a minute, why is it still a 10? Forcing these people to hand out painkillers. Now, I don't want to put it on any one group or any one person. I want to put it on us. I want to put it on just the character and the mettle of people who I think just, we have a crisis of heart in this country. That's what I think we have, a crisis of heart. Because, you know, something's not right, you're not happy, and a painkiller makes it better, right? There's a crisis of heart. Now, a lot of things lead to how you get it. We need more tough love is what we need. Tough love. Lots of love. Big capital letters, L-O-V-E, but tough love. Can't just say, oh, fine, do it. That's all right. How did I get on that kick anyway? Fred and Wing's been waiting to talk here. He probably said, what in the heck kind of a tirade are you on? Is that what you were thinking, Fred?
No, I agree with you, Scott, that your premise is right on that. It's a crisis of the heart. There's a lot of crisis of the heart in our country today, you know. And I know some people who are reeling today, and that would be the Tea Party about Ted Cruz backing out. And I'm going to try to cheer everybody up in the Tea Party today.
Are you one of them? Are you in the Tea Party, Fred?
I'm a Tea Party loyalist, let's put it
loyalist.
That way.
Yeah, good for you. I spoke to hundreds of Tea Parties when they were really popular, right? And it inspired me to write a book because I just loved the people that I would see, and I saw them malign, and it really bugged me. And so I wrote about the wisdom I learned about energy, about agriculture, about tax policy, about everything from these Tea Parties. And I wrote this book, Grassroots, way back in 2010. It's a doorstop now. I'm not trying to sell you the book or promote the book, but I love these people. And I can see, like you, that they're probably hanging their head a little bit right now today. They shouldn't, because Donald Trump is a product of their work, right? They were the early pioneers in that whole effort to shake the foundation of government, and it worked for a while. And then, you know, that establishment they're strong and they're big. We'll talk about that a little more with Kevin, but I don't think they have anything to hang their head over. What do you want to tell them, Fred?
Well, what I'd like to say to the Tea Party today is 4 years ago, the last election, they couldn't even get the right to, you know, the IRS came against us, and the Tea Party couldn't even get the status to even put any money through. But this year, this Tea Party has been active. And what I'm saying is that don't give up now. Let's start now. Let's go to Cleveland. And let's rent that place 3 days before the convention starts. And let's invite Ted Cruz and Mike Huckabee. And let's get them out there, and let's see if Mr. Trump will come a couple days early, and let's have our own conference, and then be involved in the political process, in the convention, the Republican convention in Cleveland, and let's be there early. Let's push Ted Cruz for Attorney General, and get Mike Huckabee on the cabinet, and then we're going to have people who are constitutionalists in this administration. When Trump makes it, and we're going to have people who are pro God, pro anti abortion, all these things will be in that cabinet. Now that should be our thrust. We've done really well. The Tea Party come a long way from when Obama shut us down last year, and I think now is our time to really shine. And I think that we could do it. And just think, we wouldn't. The Tea Party people went to a convention in Cleveland. We wouldn't need any security.
Yeah, and that's so true, so very true. Interesting points, and I'm curious what folks who would fairly call themselves as Tea Party folks. I don't like the Tea Party label anymore, only because it's been so badly maligned by the media. And this media is bad, and you know what? It's not just the ones you'd expect. Look at George Will.
What kind of a bonehead is George Will? Now, I have grown up reading George Will, okay, literally, which I guess proves I'm old and he's older. But, you know, I, as a good, you know, reliable kind of conservative, you know, uses a lot of words I don't even, you know, I have to go look to the dictionary to, okay, what did he mean by that? But my point is, he's a good thinker, a good conservative thinker. And he's one of those take my ball and go home guys right now. You know, Krauthammer has been kind of the same way. I don't get it. I just think they're so used to the echo chamber. They don't get us. They don't get the real world. And it's disappointing. I really hope people rise up. Whatever you call yourself, that... You know, if you call yourself a believer in the Founding Fathers, you're a Tea Party person, right? Go
great.
To it. Fred, great stuff. Appreciate the call. Frank in South Dakota. Jim, Tim, stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wake up, America. Shout to the Lord. Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance, inviting you to join family and friends during the 65th Annual National Day of Prayer on Thursday, May 5th, at an event near you. Now more than ever, Americans need to come before God's throne, humbly asking for forgiveness and His favor and blessing. To find a National Day of Prayer event in your area, just go to nationaldayofprayer.org. nationaldayofprayer.org. That's nationaldayofprayer.org.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.